The protest scenes this week have been quite emotional.
This is a sacred site they're ripping up. A sacred site. Yet these mob can just go there and bulldoze. What have we got anymore in our country to have rights over? Government going to dictate to us all the time.
And this was NAIDOC week, you know? NAIDOC week. Happy NAIDOC, peoples. What is happy about NAIDOC this year? It'll be the saddest NAIDOC ever I've ever shared in this country in my lifetime.
Look at that! Look at that! Look at you've done! Look at you've done!
An email that did come through after the program, I will read to you, and I think it's important. It says, "Hi Vanessa, I'm the wife of a police officer who was threatened by protesters on Tuesday. My husband and other police officers were threatened with physical violence by a minority of the protesters. One protester yelled at him that he knew where all the Broome police lived and would go to their houses and kill them and their families.
That is our backyard. We raise our kids there. We get married there. We make love there. We love it. It's our life. And so to have that taken away from us is like someone cutting off your hand or your foot.
Well, when your kids get sick, don't come crying. Because that's what's going to happen to us and it's going to happen to you. You're no different than me just because you guys are white.
At James Price Point, where clearing work has begun this morning.
None of them people can stand here and cry like us and feel the pain of those big things rolling on this country. No
one knew me. Do the police worry about images of citizens, particularly Indigenous Australians, being held down and dragged off, being broadcast to the country online, etc.? Is it concerning?
I didn't see any of that at all.
Well, I saw on ABC News last night an Indigenous man being held down.
Was he under arrest?
Yeah, he was being arrested.
Well, we're allowed to arrest people. That's our job. We've got a duty by law to uphold the law,
okay. And
sometimes the use of force. And that's dictated by the protester, Rob.
Yeah.
Let's get it right here. It's in the hands of the protesters. I believe our police officers acted professionally and at all times, without fear or favour, enforced the law. So if you can tell me how we're going to do it, I'd like to hear it.
Pearl from Broome has phoned up.
For me and my family, it's like a nightmare. Maybe we had it too good too long. And Kimberley has been discovered.
This text has come through. I was at the blockade. What we saw and heard was horrible on both sides. This is what this issue has done to our community. Shame.
It's safe to say there's a real sense of depression.
And this collateral damage it could well be long-lasting amongst families in Broome. I mean, I've got a child who's at school and already experiencing bullying.
We've also had a caller from Broome, a long-term resident. She didn't want to speak on air because people will recognise her voice and she'll be vilified for being pro-gas. Alison has sent through a text, "I'm in mourning today. People from outside do not understand the depth of love which Kimberley people feel for this land and the increasing understanding that this gas hub will change Broome and the peninsula forever."
Yeah, I turned up at various times yesterday and my wife and I have family arrested, so it is a very emotive time for the community, but I'm just appealing to people that, look, you know, it is an emotive issue and there's people for and against and we should respect each other's wishes. It'll obviously take some time to heal those rifts.
Will July the 5th, 2011 be a day that goes down in Broome's social history?